ang dami ng kwaresma na dumaan sa buhay ko. But sometimes, at the end of Lent, sometimes we feel na parang kulang, you know. The things that I hoped and I prayed that I would be able to do, minsan matatapos na yung kwaresma, hindi ko nagawa. But it's a good thing that year after year, the Lord gives us a second chance, panibago. I remember when it was Lent 2005, I wanted to read the book of St. Augustine, the Confessions of St. Augustine. That book is very difficult to decipher. Ang hirap basahin. Kaya sabi ko, this Lenten season 2005, babasahin ko yung The Confession of St. Augustine. And I started reading chapter 1, chapter 2. Pero natapos yung Lent, hindi nga ako umabot kalahati ng libro. No? So I was not able to finish it. So it's probably because sometimes we lack the preparation for Lent. But I pray that this season of Lent, the things that you have decided upon in your life, like I've said, may mga bagay na alam natin dapat baguhin na natin sa buhay natin. And somehow, one way or the other, hindi talaga natin kayang baguhin. You know, alam natin na minsan talaga suplado tayo. But minsan kahit ano mong gawin mo, hindi talaga nagbabago. Sometimes we know we are selfish. But in as much as we would like to change, we cannot change. That's why the season of Lent is given to us by the church, whereby we can focus on God. God who is able to change our hearts and God who is able to change our lives. So I pray that this Lent 2025 will be a glorious Lent for all of us, a fruitful Lent that will bring about so much transformation and so much fruit in our lives. In the mission that we have as a church, we need to become the people that God wants us to be. We go out in the mission, but we have to be the people that God wants us to be. You cannot go into mission and proclaim Christ by living a different life from that which God planned for you. So we have to become the people that God wants us to be. Become the person that God wants me to be. Yan ang goal natin. It's not just going to people, going to the world, telling the world about Jesus, and expect Jesus to transform their lives. It's about our lives being transformed as well. Minsan, ang hirap puntahan yung mga tao sa mission and tell them that God loves them kung tayo nga, hindi ngayon, hanggang ngayon, hindi naniniwalang mahal tayo ng Diyos. Amen? Amen? How do I know na hanggang ngayon, nagdududa tayo kung mahal tayo ng Diyos? Tingnan nyo pag may problema kayo. Feeling nyo iwanan kayo ng Diyos. Hindi po ganyan ang Diyos. And a person who has now finally understood in his life that God loves him, he becomes a conqueror. He overcomes all the circumstances in life. Kahit anong iba to ng buhay sa'yo, you're able to overcome because you know that God loves you. You know that God is for you, and if God is for you, nothing can be against you. But the reason why we are shaken, the reason why we are nayayanig tayo pag may problema tayo, kasi hanggang ngayon, hindi pa natin tanggap talaga na mahal tayo ng Diyos. Maybe nasa isip mo. Maybe nasa bibig mo lang. Pero hindi pa yan pumasok sa puso natin. Because God loves us so much, God has prepared a path for us to walk on and follow that would bring us to a place where we become what we are meant to be. To become the person that God wants you to be, God has carved a path for you. Remember what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. You can never go and be one with God unless you walk that path which the Lord has prepared for you. Amen? I have my own path. You have your own path. Not all of us will become bishops. Not all of us will become priests. But bawat isa sa atin, bilang anak ng Diyos, meron tayong merong linagay ang Diyos na daan. There is a path that God Himself carved just for you. Where when you tread and when you walk that path, you would truly become the person that God wants you to be. You would be able to live out the best version of yourself. Amen? Amen? I remember many years ago, may namit akong bata na masyadong magalang talaga siya. Nagbe-bless sa akin. And when he talks to me, he talks, you know, may po palagi. You know, he's so respectful, this child. Pero nung lumaki na siya, nag-college, he went to college, matagal kami hindi nakita. Nung nagkita kami ulit, iba na siya. Iba ng ugali niya. Minsan nakikita ko at napapansin ko, medyo bastos na pag nagsalita. Then I talked to him, sabi ko, hindi ka naman ganyan. You are not that person. I know you when you were child. I know this is who you are. And I know what you are meant to be. But somewhere along the way, you've changed. Napabarkada siya, napasama siya sa masamang grupo. And suddenly he changed. He started to identify himself with his friends. Then I reminded him, I told him, no, you are not that kind of person. Look deep into your heart. Look at yourself in the mirror every day. And you pray and ask God, who am I? And God will show that to you. A few years later, nakita kami uli, he is back to himself again. He found his true self. You see, that's what God wants us to be. Sometimes we live our lives malayo dun. It's not the best version of who we are. Minsan ang sungit natin. Minsan talagang ang dami mga ugali, hindi naman ikaw yan. Bakit ganyan ka na ngayon? Saan ka ba nakatingin? What are you absorbing in your mind? There is a path that God wants you to take. And if you take that path, you walk on that path, you follow Christ on that path, you follow Jesus in the way that He wants you to go, you will truly become the person that God wants you to be. You will live out the best version of yourself. Amen? This is important. Now, to walk in that path that God has prepared for you, for us, we need to focus and come to terms with the big questions in life. You know, kung tatahakin natin yung daan na yan na pinili ng Diyos para sa iyo, if you walk in that path, you will truly become the person that God wants you to be. You will enjoy so many blessings in your life. But then, in order for you to walk in that path, you have to focus on that path. Diyan ka nakatingin sa daan na yan. Hindi ka nakatingin sa ibang daan pa. You know? I know that this is now my life as a servant of God. And to live my life as a servant of God, you know, I could not allow myself to look at other things where I am being served by God. I cannot allow myself na titingnan ko yung mga bagay na akong pinagsisilbihan. Because if I do that, I will veer away from the path that God has given me. God has chosen this path for me. I am a bishop. And a bishop is the servant of all. Amen? The bishop is not a king. The bishop is a shepherd who comes to tend and feed the flock. Yan ang trabaho ng bishop. Now, if I'm going to be walking in the path that was meant for me, I should not look at the other things. You know, maraming nagsasabi sa akin, Bishop, dapat meron kang ganito. Bishop, dapat ganito. Dapat bishop, ganito. Alam mo, Bishop, dapat lima yung kotse mo. Dapat Bishop, meron kang mansyon. I don't look at those things. Why? That is not my path. Sabi nga ni Jesus Christ, I did not come here to be served, but to serve. Birds have nests, foxes have holes. But the Son of Man has no place to lay down His head. You know, I look at the life of Jesus, hindi nga siya nakapagpatayo ng bahay. Alam niyo ba yan? Jesus did not build a home. Because He knows that He's just passing through this world, His home is where His Father is. Do you understand what I'm saying? To walk in that path that God has prepared for you, you have to focus and you have to come to terms with the big questions of life. What are the big questions of life? Bigyan natin ng oras to, natanong natin sa sarili natin, bakit ako nandito sa mundo? Why am I here? I could be in Saudi Arabia working. I can be in the US working. I can be any place I want to be, but why am I here? Have you ever asked that question? Because if you can ask that question, the next question will lead to another question. What is the purpose of my life? If God placed me here, if God has placed me in this place, then anong purpose niya? Ba't nandito ako? May maraming mga tao na muntik nang mamatay. They almost died. I have a friend who, before he got sick, bago siya nagkasakit, you know, we talk of so many things. We talk of movies, we talk of parties, we talk of wine. You know, we talk of so many things in the world. But we never talk about life. Then when he had a heart attack, noon na heart attack siya, he almost died. Nagsiro na yung heartbeat niya sa operating room. Noon nasiro na yung heartbeat niya, the doctors, sabi ng doctor, hindi na ito mabubuhay. But last minute, tumibok pa rin yung puso niya and he was revived, nabuhay siya ulit. And every time we see each other, iba na yung pinag-uusapan namin. You know what he asked me? Why am I still here? Pwede na akong namatay noon, bakit buhay pa ako? Yun na yung mga tanong niya. And you see, those questions, you have to come to terms with these questions. Minsan, ayaw natin itanong yan kasi minsan takot tayo sa sagot. We're afraid of the answer to that question. Why am I here? Maybe God wants you to be a missionary. Oh, in Jesus' name, ayaw ko. You know, we don't want to be missionaries. So we don't ask those questions. Anong madalas nating tanong sa buhay natin? Anong ulam? Yan, araw-araw, ganyan ang tanong lang natin. Anong ulam? No? Abang kumakain ng lunch, ang tatanungin, anong dinner? We go to the shallow questions in life. That's why we never walk in the path that Christ has prepared for you. And we never change. We never convert. We never transform because we veer away from that path where Jesus wants you to walk in. Amen? What is the purpose and the meaning of life? Itong isang tanong na mabigat. At sometimes we don't ask this question. If I die today, where will I go? Have you asked that question? Minsan kasi, hindi na natin tinatanong yan eh. Sabi ni Bishop noon eh, you know, pag kilala mo si Jesus, punta ka ng langit. Oo nga, sabi nga ni Bishop yan, sabi ko rin yan. Pero ang tanong ko sa iyo ngayon, kilala mo pa ba si Lord? Do you still know Christ? Because to know Jesus is ongoing. Hindi yan, nakilala ko siya 1986 pa. Yung pagkakilala ko sa kanya noong 1986, hanggang ngayon, ganyan pa rin. Your knowledge of Christ should be increasing. Yung pagkakakilala mo sa Diyos, dapat that continues to grow. It doesn't stop. That is why if you continue to grow to know Jesus in your life, then that is salvation for you. We don't ask that question. Marami dito, alam ko, hindi nagtatanong bakit. May mga kaaway at may galit sa puso. That's why they don't ask this question. Ang iko-quote nila sa Bible lang. You know, you must be born again. Oh, born again lang. Basta born again ka, punta ka langit. Oh, sige. Paano yung mga hindi mo pinatawad? Paano yung sinasabi ni Kristo na if you do not forgive men of their sins, those who offended you, if you don't forgive them, neither will God forgive you. Paano yan? If I die today, where will I go? I'll give you a hint. There are only two places where you can go. Smoking or non-smoking. Kailan ka pipili? Pag namatay ka na, hindi po pwedeng pumili pag namatay na. You choose where you are going to spend eternity now in this place. You decide. Amen? Ngayon ka nagde-decision. If you want to go to the non-smoking area, then you have to follow Christ. You have to walk in the path that He prepared for you. Now, kung ayaw mo naman doon, siguro nalalamigan ka doon, gusto mo medyo mainit-init, pwede rin. There is a way that seems right for a man, but in the end, it leads to hell. It leads to death. Now you choose. Amen? But you have to come to terms with the big questions in life. Tanungin mo ang sarili mo. Every day when you wake up, when I pray every morning, I ask God, if this is my last day, do not make me miss any opportunity to be a blessing today. I want to spend my life being a blessing to others. Do you understand what I'm saying? A famous philosopher by the name of Blaise Pascal, a mathematician, sabi niya, we spend our lives diverting ourselves. We spend our lives every day diverting ourselves. Why do we divert ourselves? Because we don't want to face and come to terms with these questions. Kaya we divert ourselves with fun, with games, with people. You know, mahilig tayo palaging kasamang barkada, maingay palagi, palaging may kasama. Gusto natin palagi nasa trabaho tayo. We just go to work and work and work and work. No time for anything else, puro trabaho. May mga tao naman, puro punta ng simba, 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 simba. Minsan tinatanong ko, oh, nandito ka na naman. May pamilya ka ba? Oh, meron po. Kaya nga ako nandito sa church eh. Okay? Hindi yun nakuha yung joke. Some people avoid the responsibilities of the home, they come to church. Ayaw nila yung responsibilidad sa bahay, punta sila sa simbahan, dito magtatago. Ba't ka nandito, yung anak ko nangahanap sa akin, nanghihingi ng baon, tago muna ako dito. Amen? We spend our lives diverting ourselves. Now, what is your diversion? Kanya-kanya tayong diversion. Music, you know, makinig sa music, magpunta sa dagat, you know. We try to divert our mind from the most essential questions of life. Sabi nga ni Blaise Pascal, sabi niya, all you need to do is sit down and be quiet. Kaya yung napansin ko, hindi na tayo talaga quiet, maingay tayo. Palagi tayo nag-uusap. You know, just before we worship God, hindi talaga natin mapigilan yung bibig natin, magkukwentuhan talaga tayo. That's why this coming April, may retreat ang mga pare and deacons. I want them to be silent. There will be no talking in our retreat. Walang mag-uusap. They will stay in their own rooms. Walang dalawang pare sa isang kwarto. Tag-iisa silang kwarto so that they can be quiet. Bakit ang ingay natin? And noise, talking, and spending time with people, sometimes it becomes a diversion that our mind would not ask the questions. Okay? Kagaya ng kakilala ko, nagpa-check up daw siya sa doktor. Sabi ng doktor sa kanya, may tama na yung atay niya. May tama yung atay niya. But he doesn't want to give up drinking. So what does he do? He talks to his friends, you know? Ay, ano lang yan? Uminom ka lang ng suka. Gagaling yan. Oh, doon ka, sige. Inuman ang inuman, inuman. He doesn't want to ask the big question. Lord, what do you want with my life? Tapos biglang matumba na lang. Di na makalakad. Dalhin na lang sa ospital at doon malala na. Because you don't want to confront yourself. You divert yourself from answering and looking at these questions. We don't go into ourselves. Ayaw na nating nag-iisa tayo at tahimik tayo. Kasi pag tahimik tayo, anong sabi ni Jesus? Anong sabi ni St. Paul sa second reading natin? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Yung salita ng Diyos ay nasa bibig mo at nasa puso mo. If you will remain quiet, God will begin to talk to you. And that's why we don't want to be quiet. Because we don't want to listen to God. Amen? Satan would like to divert us from the path God has prepared for us. Do you know that? Ayaw talaga ng demonyo na tahakin mo yung daan na inilaan ng Diyos para sa'yo. Satan doesn't want you to walk in the path. Pwede mong gayahin yung daan ng iba. Okay lang sa demonyo yan. You know, you can follow the path of other people. If it is not your path, you can never become the person that God wants you to be. And Satan, he doesn't want you to walk in that path where Christ has prepared for you. And so he diverts you. He diverts that path in your life. Our Old Testament reading today, anong sinasabi sa Old Testament reading natin? God said, you know, you enter the promised land. I will lead you. I'll bring you to the promised land. But when you get there, you do this. You focus. Ito yung gagawin nyo. God was teaching them to worship. God was teaching them to obey the law so that when you are in the promised land already, you will now enjoy the life that God has prepared for you. And so do not forget the Lord. Do not be diverted. Continue on in that path. When you enter the promised land, you know, obey the law, worship God. Why? So you will remain focused on God. You will not forget God. Because the promised land was designed by God to be a blessing to His people. But you know, we know what happened to Israel. When they entered the promised land, they forgot about God. They were diverted. They were distracted. And so instead na magiging blessing sa kanila yung lugar na yan, then naghirap sila doon sa lugar na yan. In our gospel today, God declared Jesus to be His Son after He was baptized. God was preparing His path for Him. Si Jesus, anak ng Diyos, pero anak din siya ng tao. He is a man. And so He needs to find His way also. And God has prepared a way for Him. And so, when God said, "You are my son, my beloved son, with you I am well pleased." Right after that, pagkatapos niyan, the gospel said the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, into the desert. Wow. Grabe, no? Sino sa inyo ang nagpe-pray na walang temptation sa buhay? Okay. Whether we like it or not, we will face temptations and trials every day. Hindi nga immune si Jesus sa temptations and trials. Tao siya. And this is what life is. Life is a big trial. It has its temptations. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, porket bishop ka na, talo ng demonyo, hindi ka na matitempt. Nako, kalokohan yan. Huwag mong sabihin na, mature Christian na ako. Matagal na akong Kristiyano, memorize ko na ang Bible. Wala na akong temptation, kaya ko na. Huwag mong sabihin yan. Maya-maya, nandyan ang demonyo sa'yo. Don't say that. Because right after God said, "You are my son," God carved the path for him already. You are going to live your life according to my plans and purpose for you. So siguro iniisip ni Jesus, "Wow, galing! Saan ako dadalhin ng Diyos? Anak pala ako ng Diyos. Baka sa Boracay ako dalhin. O dun sa Amanpulo, sa Palawan, you know, para mag-happenings, mag-good time. O sa Siargao." Okay? Parami nag-i-invite sa akin ngayon, punta ng Siargao. Punta daw. Bishop, masarap ang Siargao. Masarap ang Siargao. Masarap na masarap. You know, all these temptations, they come to your mind. Jesus, ganun din. Si Jesus was declared Son of God and there was a path ready for him. Then the Holy Spirit led him where? Huh? The Holy Spirit led him in a place where he doesn't want to go. Galing, no? Diba? Galing. Kasi kung ikaw lang ang masusunod palagi, ay nako, baka sa Boracay ka lang palagi. O nasa mall ka palagi. O nasa SM Mega Mall. O saan ka palagi. That's why the Holy Spirit, He brings you to a place where you do not want to be because those are the places where you can truly grow and truly know Christ. Ayaw natin pumunta doon. That's why the scripture says the Holy Spirit sa Gospel ni Mark, binasa natin yung Luke, yung Gospel account ni Mark, sabi niya, and he was thrown into the desert. Mas matindi yung kay Mark, tinapon si Jesus sa deserto. You know, human tendency, human nature, we want to stay comfortable. Nature natin yan. You know, ayaw nating umalis sa isang lugar at sa isang bahagi ng buhay natin na komportable na tayo. That's why Pope Benedict, itong sabi niya, we are not created and we are not designed to be comfortable. God designed us to be great, not comfortable. Yan ang disenyo ng Diyos sa'yo. You are designed by God to be great, not to be comfortable. Pero ang daming Kristiyano ngayon, ang pinaglalaban nila is not about greatness and serving. They fight for their comfort. Pinaglalaban nila yung comforts nila. You know? And so Jesus was thrown into the desert where he can be alone and there are no diversions. The season of Lent, it is time to enter the desert of your heart. The heart is like a desert. Kaya mas gusto natin mag-party-party lang sa labas lang tayo, kwentuhan, punta saan, mag-travel, magpunta kung saan-saan. Ayaw niyong pumasok sa puso niyo. Kasi ang puso natin minsan parang disyerto eh. It's a desert. It's so silent. It's so deafening. Ayaw natin pumasok. This season of Lent is a time to enter the desert of your heart. Where you come to terms with the big questions of life. Nasa puso mo yan palagi. Hindi tayo pumapasok sa puso natin, palagi tayo nasa tiyan natin. Kaya ano ulam? Ano rong kakainin natin doon na? Oh, yun ang iniisip mo. Yung utak mo kasi nasa tiyan lang. Paakyatin mo sa puso mo. Because your heart has so many questions, you have to enter your heart. Amen? Amen. Parang tahimik nyo, parang gusto nyo na itong umuwi. Sandali na lang. Okay? So when he was there, he was focused on his calling. He was focused on the path that God gave him. Then the enemy came to divert him. Amen? Huwag na kayong magulat, minsan dinidemonyo talaga tayo. May araw talaga. Because Satan doesn't want you to walk in the path prepared by God for you. Amen? Because he knows that when you walk that path, you will change. You will become the person that God meant you to be. You will live out the best version of your life if you follow Christ. Kaya ayaw ng demonyo. And so he came to Jesus Christ. Anong sabi niya kay Jesus Christ? Alam niyang gutom na si Jesus. You know what he said? The temptation, okay, turn. Gutom ka na, anak ka ng Diyos, di ba? Oh, ba't ka nagpapagutom dito? Turn this stone to become bread. Wow. Okay, the first diversion or temptation to divert from the path of God. What is that? The first diversion of the enemy, first temptation, was the temptation of comfort, ease, and convenience. Yan ang unang temptasyon natin. Why are you suffering? Bakit ka nagpapakahirap? May karapatan ka maging komportable sa buhay. Mayaman ka, di ba? Oh, eh, ganyan mga kwento ng demonyo. You are the son of God. Why are you here hungering when you can turn the stones to become bread? Kumain ka. You see, that's the problem. Because there are three sins that we are easily drawn into. The lust of the eyes. Alam nyo yan, sabi ba? Charismatic 101. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Satan's temptation coincides with the three of that. So ang first niya sinabi kay Jesus, turn the stone to become bread. Alam niya, gutom na yung Panginoon natin. The lust of the flesh, our desire. You know, our desire for food, for sex, and many other desires. Are they bad? Masama ba yung mga bagay na yan? Hindi po. They're not bad. They're part of our life. The only problem is when those things becomes the primary goal of your life and not God anymore. Yun ang problema dyan. Sex was created by God for couples, husband and wife. It was created by God. It's a beautiful thing that could help bond the husband and the wife together. If you live by the purposes of God, then that need will cause you to be bonded with your spouse. But then Satan comes and says, you know, pwede namang kahit hindi sa asawa mo eh. Ganun pa rin yung pakiramdam. Okay? You know, go with someone else. You know, find someone else. Pareho lang yan. Masarap din yan. But you see, that is not God's purpose. When you begin to do that, you now use that for your own purpose. Food is not bad. We need food to grow. Amen? Amen? We need food to grow. But this is what Jesus said when Satan said, you know, turn this stone to become bread. You know what Jesus said? Yeah, I need bread. But not just bread alone. I need God as well. I need God more than my bread. Yes, kailangan ng pagkain. Pero mas kailangan ko ang Diyos. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus. You know, the lust of the flesh. The second temptation The second temptation was Satan brought Jesus to a high mountain at pinakita niya yung kingdoms. All the kingdoms of the world, he showed it to Jesus. And this is what he said to Jesus, you know, I will give you these kingdoms. It will be yours. You don't need to go to the cross anymore. It will be yours. All you need to do is bow down to me. One time lang. Di ba ganyan naman yung temptation? Hindi naman sinasabi ng, gawin mo araw-araw ha. Hindi. Sabi niya, one time lang. Samahan mo lang yan. One time lang. Pagbigyan mo lang. One time lang. Yan lang sinasabi ni Satan. Just one time, you kneel down to me. Okay? What is that temptation? What is that diversion? Okay? The diversion is appealing to the lust of the flesh. Our desire for power. Our desire for dominance. That's why he showed him the kingdoms of this world. You will dominate. You will be in power. And that is the many temptations of many people now. They want to be in power. Some people desire to be part of leadership. They want to be leaders not because they want to serve and help people. They want to be leaders because they are hungry for power. Marapit na yung election. Malapit ng election. Makinig ka sa mga sinasabi ng tumatakbo. Gusto ko magsilbi sa bayan. Ganda pakinggan, ano? Botohin nyo ako. Pagsisilbihan ko kayo. Kayo ang boss ko. Yeah, galing. Ganda mga pick-up lines ba? Kaya pag election, bilib naman tayo. Meron dun sa amin, sabi niya, basta ako, serbisyo. Galing ng mga pick-up lines nila. They want us to believe that they want to be leaders so they can serve us. Pero wag kayo. Pag yan ay naupo, pag yan ay naupo, they will not serve us. They will use you to serve them. That is what power is. Amen? That is what the devil wanted Jesus, to be diverted in his mind. Now, tingnan nyo ha, natempa si Jesus dito. Of course, tao siya. He was a man. Hindi to temptation kung hindi nag-a-appeal sa puso ni Jesus yan. It appealed to him. Itetempt kang kumain kung hindi ka gutom? Gutom siya. Now, power and influence. Is it good to have power? Is it good to have influence? Yes. Mother Teresa had power. Saint Mother Teresa had power. She used his power, her power, for God's purposes. Ginapit na talaga. Yung nag-feeding siya one time, walang pagkain yung mga bata, she just went out at kinausap niya yung mga businessman. Sabi niya, hindi ba kayo nahiya? Kain kayo ng kain dito. Yung mga bata, walang pagkain. Lahat ng businessman tumayo at naghanap ng pagkain para dun sa mga bata. That is power. That is influence. Is it okay to have power and influence? Yes, if you use it for God's purposes and plans. Not for your selfish gain. Yan ang sinasabi dito. That's why anong sabi ni Jesus sa demonyo, I'm not going to worship you, I'm going to worship the Lord my God, and God only will I worship. Not going to bow down to you. The third temptation is about ego, selfish ego. You know, the pride of life, yan ang weakness. Dinala ng demonyo si Jesus doon sa top ng pinnacle of the temple, and there are people there, and sabi ng demonyo sa kanya, bakit ka pang magpipreach-preach? Bakit ka pa magdi-disciple-disciple? Tumalon ka lang dito. You jump from this tower. When you jump, the angels will come. They will protect you and everyone will see you. At papalapak lahat. Susunod na lahat yan sa'yo. In other words, what the devil wanted Jesus to do was magpasikat ka. Pasikat ka. Because that appeals to your ego and your pride. And we have to be very careful there. Amen? The sin of ego and pride is very dangerous. Because once your mind is centered on yourself, once your mind is centered on yourself, not on Christ, you will only try to use God for your purposes. And there are many Christians who sin against this. May gusto sila? Sasabihin nila sa Diyos. Di ba sabi mo, ask? Sabi mo, Lord, ask and it shall be given. Therefore, I ask you without even bothering to know what God's will is. That's why Jesus Christ on the cross, when He was on the cross, you know, pwede niya namang hingiin sa Diyos eh. Lord, okay, tama na. Pakita mo na sa kanila, ako yung Diyos, ako yung anak mo. You know, He endured the suffering of the cross. He did not ask that God take Him out of the cross. No. Why? Because He knew the will of God. And this is where many Christians fail. We use God for our own selfish desires and ambitions. Okay? Lord, please, 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 please. Lord, please, 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 please. Gawin mo akong governor. Please, 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 Lord. Gawin mo akong mayor. You know? You even want to use God. Gagamitin at gagamitin mo ang Diyos para makuha mo lang yung gusto mo sa sarili mo. We don't even bother to go before God. Lord, tell me what you want from me. What do you will for me? And I will do it for you. We don't make those prayers. Palagi ang gusto natin. Ego and pride would cause us to use God for our own selfishness. So how do we do this? How do we counter these temptations and these diversions that the enemies will do in our lives? Anong papano natin? Well, on Ash Wednesday, tinuruan tayo ni Jesus, di ba? You fast, you pray, and you give. Tatlo lang yan. Three, these are actions. These are not feelings. These are not things in your mind. When you fast, talagang totoo yan. Ginahungod aron. Hindi yung, ay, wala tayong pagkain. Ay, sige, fasting ako. Hindi yan. Walang ulam. Ay, fasting ako. Hindi. Ginahungod na nimuron. Hinaga, hindi ako magkaon. Higa pangamuyo ako. That's what fasting is. You do it intentionally. Now, how can these things help? Prayer, fasting, and giving. How can this help you in Satan's advances in your life to divert you from the path where God wants you to take? Well, let's take fasting. Fasting confronts the lust of the flesh. Our lust for food, our lust for, you know, the appetites of the body, yung mga gusto ng katawan natin, our sensual desires, you know, everything that we desire for our body and everything. You fast, you come against it. Masama ba ang pagkain? Hindi po. But many of us are controlled by the food we eat. Amen? Amen? Hindi oh. Ako mataron, may control ka ron. Sige, subukan mo. Subukan mo wag kumain. Sige, hindi ako kakain. Alas 12, hindi ako kakain. Pero mamayang alas 3, kain ako. You see? Nag-postpone ka lang. When you begin to fast and come against those appetites, then that's where the problem is. But we have to practice fasting. Jesus Himself practiced fasting. The early apostles practiced fasting. The early church practiced fasting. The church throughout the ages practiced fasting. How can you say that I don't need it? Paano masabi na ikaw hindi mo kailangan? If everyone has to go through fasting, bakit ikaw hindi kailangan? What's so unique about you? Okay? Now, when I say fasting, ang iniisip natin palagi, puro pagkain naman eh. Yeah, sometimes we fast on food. Sometimes we fast on certain foods. Ingatan mo. Sometimes we fast on things na talagang nakakasira sa buhay natin. Itong Lent na to, make a commitment. Put your phone on the drawer for one day. Hindi mo gagalawin yung cellphone mo. Ang iba sa inyo, alam ko, manginginig eh. Ganyan-ganyan yung kamay nyo. Pag wala ng cellphone. Matutulog kayo, walang cellphone, gaganyan-ganyan yung daliri mo habang tulog ka. Okay? Yan ang withdrawal symptom yan. Nagwi-withdrawal symptom ka na. Ah, Bishop, kailan ba i-break yung fast? Ano? Cellphone lang. Napakaliit na bagay. Parang cellphone lang naman. Subukan nyo. Ilagay ang cellphone sa drawer. Sa isang linggo, isang araw, ang cellphone hindi ginagalaw. You just try it. Pag nanginginig ka na at gusto mo na tingnan yung cellphone mo, diyan mo malaman na akala mo ikaw may control, yung cellphone mo ay may control sa'yo. Amen? Ganon din sa pagkain. Okay? Nag-fasting ako sa coffee many Lent ago. Kasi pumunta ako sa doktor, hyperacidity, grabe ng hyperacidity ko. So sabi ng doktor sa akin, Father, how many cups a day ka? Sabi ko, mga 10. 10 cups a day ang coffee ko. So meron akong sweet blend, meron akong bitter blend, meron akong, yung common is Americano, cafe Americano. You know? Basta 10 kape yan. So sabi ko, bago matulog, last cup, bago matulog. Ang tanong ng doktor sa akin, nakakatulog ka ba pag nagkakape? Sabi ko, oo, masarap ang tulog ko pag nagkape. Etong sabi niya sa akin, addict ka na. Sabi ko, ha? May na-addict ba sa kape? Sabi niya, oo, meron, ikaw. Addict ka na. Sabi ko, that's not true. It's not true. Hindi ako addict sa kape. Pwede akong tumanggi sa kape. Anytime I want to give up coffee, I can do it. It's not true. Yan ang denial. You deny that you have a problem with caffeine. So ayaw ko, hindi. O sabi niya, sige, subukan mo itong Lent na to. Mag-fasting ka sa coffee. So I did. Pagpasok ng Lent, sabi ko, Lord, I am going to fast from coffee. Ang galing, ano? Diba? So kinabukasan, hindi ako nag-cafe. A few hours later, medyo nagda-dry na yung throat ko. Sabi ko, sarap magkape. Pero hindi, fasting ako eh. Diba? And I did not drink coffee for the whole day. After three days, ang utak ko hindi na umaandar. Para na akong zombie, naglalakad, walang malay, kasi wala na yung kape. Ang katawan ko naghahanap na. I wanted to give up the fast. So sabi ko, hindi ko kaya. Kape. Diba, pagising sa umaga, diba yung iba ganito, in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Ako pagising sa umaga, kape. Doon ko nalaman, addict ako sa kape. When I fasted from coffee. After the Lenten season without coffee, I regained my senses back again. Now, kung may kape, okay. Kung wala, oh, wala naman. So itong Lent na to, I'm not totally fasting from it. Nililimit ko lang siya. One cup a day. Once a day. Do you understand what I'm saying? The last of the eyes. Finally, the last of the eyes. Paano i-counter yung last of the eyes? Yung power. I want power. I want dominance over people. Okay? Start giving. Giving will cause you to think of others more than you think of yourself. Magbigay ka. Kasi iniisip mo palaging sarili mo. Kaya sinasabi dito sa Lent, magbigay ka talaga. Hungdag it aron. Magbigay ka talaga. Okay? You start giving. A portion money every day. Magdala ng pera. Etong palaging sinasabi natin, pag may pulubi nakikita kayo, di ba? Ganyan-ganyan ka. Anong sinasabi mo? Ha? Uwa. What's in silyo? Etong Lent na to magdala kayo. Magdala kayo. Ginahungod taro. Nga kung gapanaw ka mo, hag may una gitamaron, nga magpangayo kinyo, aywa katrason nga hindi magtao, ay may daya ikaw. Ginghungod mo ron, nga magdayagit. Amen? Because that will cause you to think of others more than yourself. Okay? The last of the eyes, the need for power, the need for... You know, we should love people, not use people. Sabi nga, the problem with many Christians today is they love things and they use people. They love things and they use people to get those things. But Christ said, love people and use things. Okay? Love people and start using things. Give. Expressing your love for them. And finally, the pride of life. Yung yabang natin, yung arrogance, yung ego natin. How can you counter that? You counter pride and ego by humility. And how do you get that? By prayer. Pray. Pray. The season of Lent, give extra time to pray. If you have been praying for 10 minutes, gawin mong 20. Itong Lent na to. If you have been praying for 30 minutes a day, gawin mong 1 hour. You know? Keep on praying because prayer and spending time in the presence of God will keep your heart in its proper place always. Hindi yan aangat. It will remain humble before God. But the moment you forsake prayer and you don't pray anymore, you don't spend time in prayer anymore, yayabang yan. Amen? And the pride of life. Now, you become entitled. Bakit ako wala? Bakit hindi ako pinansin? Bakit hindi ako tiningnan? Bakit ako hindi binigyan? Yan na yung entitlement. It's now your pride and your ego. Amen? So those are the three things that we need to do. Number one, you fast. You give. Particularly for the poor. And number three, you pray.